From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S.-led coalition has a request for Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has told Iraqi leaders they should accelerate their efforts to defeat the Islamic State group. Carter met with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi after making an unannounced visit Wednesday to Baghdad. Turkish officials say four of their soldiers were wounded in a mortar attack on a base in northern Iraq. That's where Turkish troops are training Iraqi soldiers. Western media are reporting that Islamic State militants fired rockets on the Iraqi camp near the city of Mosul. Pro-government and rebel armed groups in Yemen have accused each other of breaking the UN-mediated ceasefire. Henry Ridgewell reports.
There were reports of Saudi-led airstrikes Wednesday in the capital Sana'a and ground fighting in the southern city of Taiz. Both sides blamed each other for breaking the ceasefire. Speaking Tuesday at the start of peace talks in Switzerland, UN Special Envoy to Yemen Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed appealed for compromise. He said Yemen is being eaten up by fire from all sides. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Opposition leaders in central Ethiopia say security forces have killed more than 40 people in recent weeks amid protests against a government development plan. Demonstrators began holding rallies late last month over a plan to expand the city limits of Addis Ababa, the capital. Critics in Ethiopia's Oromia region say the plan would displace farmers and rob the area of its autonomy. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday boosted its benchmark interest rate for the first time in nearly a decade. Here is Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen.
This action marks the end of an extraordinary seven-year period during which the federal funds rate was held near zero to support the recovery of the economy from the worst financial crisis and recession since the Great Depression.
The increase could boost borrowing costs for American businesses and consumers. Within minutes, major U.S. banks increased their prime lending rates to key business customers. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation said Wednesday the couple that launched the recent terrorist attack in California were planning the assault even before they met each other in person. FBI Chief James Comey said Wednesday in New York that Syed Rizwan Farouk and his future wife, Tashfeen Malik, communicated via the Internet about their commitment to jihad and martyrdom. A Baltimore, Maryland judge has declared a mistrial in the case of a police officer, William Porter, charged in connection with the death of Freddie Gray, a black suspect severely injured while riding in the back of a police van in April. After 3 days of deliberations, the jury informed Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams that it could not reach a verdict. Williams thanked the jurors and then dismissed them. It's up to the state's attorney to decide what happens next. Arab media are reporting the UN Special Envoy for Libya is continuing negotiations on a unity agreement after the leaders of the country's two rival legislatures rejected the agreement that was to be signed Wednesday in Morocco. Edward Uranian reports.
Speaker Akila Saleh of the Tobruk-based Libyan parliament told a news conference it was necessary to put together a broad-based government. He says that he has asked the UN envoy's office to postpone the naming of the members of Libya's unity government so as to be sure they represent the authentic will of the people. Speaker Nouri Boussahmain of the Tripoli-based General National Congress indicated the final agreement had been put off in order to iron out a number of disagreements. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The State Department has formally notified Congress of a $1.83 billion arms sale to Taiwan. State Department officials say the package includes two frigates, anti-tank missiles, amphibious assault vehicles, and Sting service-to-air missiles. The U.S. Congress has 30 days to review the sale and raise any objections. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says he expects sanctions on Iran to be lifted in the coming weeks. The remarks come after the U.N. nuclear agency ended its probe into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.